Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined by Mary Rose Nichols and Jenny Eklund of La Post, and we are talking about the recent Fiber Art Fair. Ladies, thanks for joining me, and let me start off by asking just a simple question. This was the first ever Perry Fiber Art Fair. How do you think it went?
Well, I believe it was a huge success, and
I agree totally.
The turnout was far better than we thought. I think the preliminary work is what set the stage, and I can only say it was a very successful show.
If you had to estimate, how many people do you think showed up for the event?
Well, we had Sid Clark sit at the front of La Post and do a tally, and we had not quite 500 people. We had close, but not 500. My goal was 500, so maybe I should add all the volunteers. That'd get us over the 500 limit.
I think that counts.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, how many volunteers did you have?
Oh, well, you know, if I had to send out thank yous, which probably should do, there's about 39 thank yous that need to go out. And I'd be embarrassed to say, but I might have missed one or two. We had just an incredible volunteer staff.
Yeah. So what do you feel like worked particularly well for the Fiber Art Fair?
Well, the Perry Peacemakers Quilt Guild joined us. When they heard about it, they called and said, hey, can we be a part? And we thought we'd just be in one building, La Post. Well, with adding them, that expanded to three more buildings, which was Emily Leslie's building, the Citizen Bank Gallery is what I call it, mm-hmm. Betsy Peterson's, and the Perry Public Library. So if we went from one building to four buildings with the Perry Peace Guild. But a big positive, I think, about the Fiber Art Fair was all the demonstrations. You could see weavers, knitters.
Spinners.
Oh, yeah, a lot of spinners. That intrigued a lot of people. Embroidery. Mary, you explain the socks from World War One or Two or Three.
We were so excited to have Lorinda Inman and Glennis there with their World War One sock knitting machine. And it actually was used back in World War One when the soldiers' feet would get so muddy and wet, and they would have to have women back home making more and more socks. And that's how the machine developed, but they have one that actually worked, and they demonstrated it, and people were just fascinated. That was a highlight for me.
All right, that kind of brings me to my next question. What sort of response did you get from the visitors? You know, nearly 500 people, that's a lot of people. What sort of feedback did you get?
Are you going to do this again next year? Love it. I want to learn how to do this. A lot of people buying items. Mary, what did you hear?
Oh, I agree with all of that. And in addition, just in the preparation of the event, we had so many people join us as far as even wanting to learn to knit so that they could make light pole warmers. So from the very beginning to the end, it's just people wanting to be part of it.
Now, the light pole warmers that you just mentioned, that was definitely the most visible part about it. What sort of response did you get for those, and kind of talk a little bit more about like how those came to be?
It was overwhelming, the response. We put up 105 light pole warmers. I can't even give you a number on the park benches and the bike racks. The thing is we could be anywhere, Willis, Second Street, I don't know, just coming out of Casa de Oro, and people were stopping us, talking about the light pole warmers. What are you doing? What's this all about? I love it. I love it. You know, it's amazing, Mary. It's amazing. There wasn't a wreck on Willis Boulevard because people would drive so slow, thank you, God, but then they'd stop in the middle of the road and just stare at us and then look at all the different color light pole warmers, and then it was just hilarious. It is a miracle that Eric Vaughn didn't have to show up. But it was fun because the pictures that were taken from everybody, I mean, and you know, I want to give a shout out to Bob Wilson's dad, Jeff Wilson, there, it lost me there for a second, spent 3 days on his own taking pictures. And it, of course, it made us feel good. And but, you know, nobody asked him. He just showed up and started to do that. He was so fascinated. Chuck Schott, our city council. That's what I need to talk about. It's our city council. Our city council member went and just was taking pictures of every pole he could run into. But when I presented it to city council, getting their permission to do the light poles, I think they thought I was just going to wrap it like a scarf. Well, you know, that's just not what was in my thought process. So when we did this, they're like, dang, Jenny, we didn't expect this. And I go, well, we just don't halfway do something. We go all out. And everybody, I know I could talk about those light poles forever. Everybody just, that set the stage for the event.
And we had people knitting like 13, 18, 20 different light pole warmers. It was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess the big question is, you know, will this continue? This is the first time that you've tried this. Will it continue into the coming years?
Well, you know, it's raining today, but we'll take down the warmers here in a couple days, let them dry out, take them down, fold them up, clean them up, and save them. And I believe we'll be hard at it in a year from now.
All right. Well, is there anything else about the Fiber Art Fair or even any upcoming events at La Poste that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, we do have several art shows through the year. The next one that we're working on is the Art Harvest Tour. Then, of course, we have the big Art on the Prairie. And then in December, we have the Post Print Festival that is going to be a pretty big deal this year and a lot of awesome announcements. We also have some streetscapes we're working on that hopefully here in a week or two we can come and talk to you about.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Rose Nichols and Jenny Eklund. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.